Picture this. Someone scrolls past your feed at double speed. Their thumb hovers, then boom, 5 frames later, they're clicking through to buy. That tiny chain of attention, that move from skim to curiosity to action, that's what we're calling a swipe story. Today, I'm running a compact swipe story lab you can actually run this week. We'll walk 3 repeatable recipes for carousels, an assembly path from no-code to pro exports, and a conservative A/B plan, so you learn, not just hope. Ready? Let's get into it. Quick roadmap. First, we'll talk foundation, why swipes behave like tiny narratives, and 3 diagnostic questions to pick the right arc. Then the heart of the lab, 3 recipes with exact microcopy patterns. After that, production paths and export presets, so your files land clean everywhere. We'll close with measurement, a 60-second imagination break where you map a 5-frame carousel that ear, and the takeaways. If you want the kit, presets, naming rules, and templates, grab it at mwdstudios.com/carouselkit. And if you want feedback, submit at mwdstudios.com/submit. Okay, foundation.
Why treat a swipe like a story? Because attention decays fast and expectation rules. Each frame has limited time to prove it's worth the next swipe. Think of 3 basic forces. Attention decay, people skim unless held. Expectation, every frame sets a promise. Friction, every extra layer of complexity risks dropout. To diagnose the right arc for any product, ask these 3 questions. 1. What's the one transformation I want the viewer to feel? 2. What's the minimum proof that convinces someone the transformation is possible? 3. What's the simplest next step I can ask them to take that preserves narrative truth? Answer those, and you've got the spine of your carousel.
To make that concrete, if your product is a small kitchen gadget, the transformation might be dinner in half the time. Minimum proof could be a before-after shot or a quick stat. And the next step might be swipe to see the quick demo, leading to a product page. I like to write the one-line hypothesis first. Keeps the frames honest.
Exactly. When we design with that spine, frames stop being random slides and start doing jobs. Which brings us to the 3 recipes I use in the studio. Each one scales from a quick 3-frame test to a full 5-frame story. Recipe 1, hook into payoff. Recipe 2, anchor plus depth. Recipe 3, progressive reveal. I'll run each with verb-first microcopy patterns you can paste into your editor.
Recipe 1, hook to payoff. Use when your conversion relies on a single emotional promise you can prove fast. Frame jobs. 1, hook, 1 line, punchy, verb first. Save dinner time tonight. 2, proof, focused evidence, stat or visual, cuts prep time by 50%. 3, payoff plus CTA, clear action. Get the quick kit. Link. Micro copy pattern. Verb first, short modifier, then consequence. Example captions. Save dinner time tonight. Prep in 10 minutes. Shop now. Keep the images simple. Large product shot, 1 overlay stat, final slide with product and pricing highlight.
A quick tip on tone, match cadence across slides. If your hook is rhythmic, save dinner time tonight, keep the proof tight. 50% less prep, same flavor. The ear wants consistent pacing. Also, always write alt-first captions. The first sentence should make sense when read aloud, for accessibility and for viewers who see captions before images.
Recipe 2, anchor plus depth. Use when recognition matters. Brand, product family, or signature feature. Frame jobs across a 3-5 frame set. 1, anchor slide, brand or context, our signature brew system. 2, depth slides, 1 idea per slide. Features, short proof, testimonial. 3, conversion slide, simplified offer with a clear CTA. Microcopy pattern. Anchor equals brand noun plus 1-line promise. Depth slides equals feature verb plus user benefit. Caption rule. No more than 1 sentence per slide. If you need more, use the carousel caption, not the image.
Example naming convention I use in the studio. Project, product, recipe, frame. So, morning brew, system, anchor, 01 for the anchor image. Morning Brew System, feature Steam 45, 02 for a depth slide. That naming keeps your exports organized when you batch for multiple channels.
Recipe 3, progressive reveal. Best for demos or explaining steps. Split the demo into discrete, audible steps. Step 1, problem. Step 2, move. Step 3, result. Each frame reveals a small portion of the process. Microcopy pattern. Step 1, do this. Step 2, see this. Result. Here's what's different. Keep each frame visually focused. Close-ups for process, wide shots for context.
And for captions on progressive reveals, use action-first verbs. Press, slide, pour. Short staggered rhythm helps people keep swiping. Also include an early promise. The anchor should say what they'll learn by the end. Watch how to brew a cafe-style pour at home in 3 swipes. Promise first, then show it.
Okay, production paths. Not everyone has a motion designer or paid editor. I recommend 3 tiers in the kit. Single image fallback, 3-frame pilot, and 5-frame full story. Low-effort assembly tools. Canva and Google Slides are surprisingly capable. Use master slides for consistent typography. Place images as separate layers and export PNGs at 1080 by 1080 for Instagram, 1200 by 628 for Facebook link carousels, and 1080 by 1350 for feed. Naming rule. Include channel suffix. IG 1x1, FB 1.91 by 1. Export presets. PNG high for images, MP4 if you compile into a video carousel. Accessibility note. Start with alt-first captions in your spreadsheet. Write the alt text before you export the image so the copy informs the visual.
Quick practical ad from the maker's side. When you're on tight timelines, mock the frames in sequence as a single PDF or a storyboard image and run a simple hallway test. Ask 3 people to swipe and say what the story is. If you get different answers, reorder until there's consensus. Also, for product-heavy slides, AI can help with quick background removal or color matching. Use it to speed iteration, not to replace the designer's eye.
Measurement and conservative AB. Don't jump scale too quickly. Run paired channel pilots. Pick 3 high-impact channels, maybe Instagram Stories, Facebook Feed, and your product gallery, and run the same creative with a paired control. Guardrail metrics. Start with engagement rate, swipe through rate or series completion, as your warm metric. Then track click conversion to landing page. If engagement rises but conversion drops, that's a red flag. Your narrative may be hyping a promise the landing page doesn't deliver. Rollout tiers. 1, 3-channel pilot. 2, optimize based on guardrails. 3, scale top performers. And have rollback rules. If conversion decreases by more than X percent versus control over Y days, pause and analyze.
All right, time for the imagination break. Take 60 seconds with me and map a 5-frame carousel for a current product or campaign. I'll guide you through and then give you the exact 1-line hypothesis to state at the end. Ready? Find a quiet spot, hold your sketch pad or open a note app, and breathe. Let's map it.
Frame 1, the hook. Write the single-line promise, verb first. Frame 2, the proof. Name the piece of evidence you'll show, a stat or image. Frame 3, the pivot, how you link proof to benefit in 1 short sentence. Frame 4, the social proof or feature, short testimonial or quick feature benefit. Frame 5, the payoff plus CTA, what exactly you want them to do. Now, state your 1-line hypothesis out loud. If we lead with hook, then audience will desired action because proof. Pause now and say your hypothesis. I'll wait, say it once, then write it down.
Back? Great. That quick map turned an abstract idea into a testable sequence. Now the final checklist. 3 lab rules to remember. First, pick 1 transformation and defend it in every frame. Second, write microcopy verb first. Keep captions short and prioritize alt-first captions for accessibility. Third, pilot small. Run a 3-channel paired test. Track engagement, then conversion, and only scale winners that preserve narrative truth.
If you're curious, the Carousel Kit at mgwdstudios.com/carouselkit has the exact naming conventions, export presets, and 3 production tiers we talked about. We also included read-aloud scripts and a landing check checklist, so your swipe matches with the landing page promises, because that narrative truth matters more than clever hooks.
We'd love to see what you built.
ship a test, use the 3-frame pilot, try one of the recipes, and submit your files for feedback at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next lab, where we'll deconstruct 3 listeners' carousels live. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael, and for hands-on templates and everything we discussed, visit mgwdstudios.com/carouselkit. See you next time.